This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, February 16th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. USDA veterans curb the CCC. Domestic markets need attention. And EPA delays herbicide strategy. Now, here's a programming note. Monday is a federal holiday, so the next daybreak will be Tuesday, February 20th. Former USDA economists call for new CCC limits. Some former top economists at the USDA say it's time for Congress to reimpose restrictions on the department's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation, a revolving account that gives USDA broad leeway to support farm income. I think there should be some controls on it, Joe Glauber, who was chief economist at USDA from 2008 to 2014. He spoke during the USDA's annual Ag Outlook Forum yesterday. He noted that the use of the CCC has grown sharply under the Trump and Biden administrations since lawmakers lifted restrictions that were imposed during the Obama administration. Congress should be involved with this, Glauber said. Reagan administration official Bob Thompson said, quote, it's overdue. The CCC is simply a license to steal. You never could create it today if you wanted to. Dan Sumner, a veteran of the George H.W. Bush administration, said putting restrictions on the CCC makes all the sense in the world. But Rob Johansson, who was USDA chief economist when the Trump administration used the CCC during the trade war with China, offered a note of caution. Ultimately, I think Congress will do what it deems appropriate. I wouldn't describe it so much as a blank check, but it did allow the department to respond quickly to a number of unforeseen events that are outside the purview of what the Farm Bill normally is. Now keep in mind, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is fighting efforts of congressional Republicans to restrict his CCC spending authority, pointing to many of the same reasons Johansson offered. Vilsack calls House hearing a wasted opportunity. Speaking of Secretary Vilsack and the CCC, he told reporters at the Ag Outlook Forum that he wishes he had been asked about the account during this week's House Ag Committee hearing. I think that these hearings are a wasted opportunity, Vilsack said. It's unfortunate that there weren't questions to explore, such as how could we use the CCC in a way that could potentially open up the revenues necessary to do a lot of good things. He was referring to his suggestion of using the CCC to supplement the Farm Bill commodity programs. Vilsack has said using the CCC for farm payments could compensate for the lack of funding for writing a new farm bill. But he told reporters after the hearing that lawmakers have expressed no interest in that idea. Now keep in mind, Vilsack does have congressional support for using the CCC to supplement farm bill funding for trade promotion programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA economist, U.S. farmers need to build domestic markets. USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says farmers need to build domestic markets for their crops because U.S. exports are facing increased competition from South America and slowing growth in Chinese demand. You've got to look for some of the traditional kinds of demand that you've seen in the past and then diversify, Meyer says on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. There are opportunities in the world, but we're going to have to compete for them. Now, take note, the USDA is forecasting lower prices for most major crops this year, even as input costs remain elevated. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. EPA slows herbicide strategy release. EPA is delaying the release of its final herbicide strategy for 3 months to August 30. That to the relief of growers, applicators, and herbicide registrants. The extension has been approved by the court overseeing the litigation that resulted in a settlement that includes deadlines for that and other pesticide strategies. Parties to the litigation include the Center for Biological Diversity and Crop Life America agreed to the delay. In an email to stakeholders, an EPA pesticide official says the agency asked for the extension to have more time to consider public comments as well as, quote, input it continues to receive about implementing Endangered Species Act mitigation measures, particularly on entrusting that measures are practical and effective. Josh Gackle, president of the American Soybean Association, said his and other groups, quote, have significant concerns with the herbicide strategy as proposed, including its potential to impose enormous costs on farmers with a few options to implement it, all without clear indication it is necessary to protect species. Sanders pushes FDA on food labeling. Senator Bernie Sanders, who chairs the Senate committee that oversees the FDA, says he's concerned that the agency's front-of-pack labeling requirements won't be as tough as he thinks they should. I am encouraged that the FDA has begun the process of issuing a proposed front-of-package label rule that would better inform consumers about the health impacts of the products and high added sugar, sodium, and saturated fats. However, far from what I have seen thus far, these efforts do not go nearly far enough. Sanders, the chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, says in a letter to the agency. And he continues, quote, in my view, we need strong front-of-package labels so that all consumers, especially children, can understand which products are harmful to their health. He notes that Mexico's front-of-package label includes a stop sign on foods that should be avoided. Well, here's today's He Said It. You're likely to see some sales on that in the next couple of months. So, spoiler alert, that supermarket industry official Andy Herring on the current glut of bacon. He is Vice President of Tax, Trade, Sustainability, and Policy Development for FMI, the Food Industry Association, which represents major grocery chains. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, February 16th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.